Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues the industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome back to Chip Chat Live. We are celebrating the launch of the Xeon E5 family of products. And today we're joined by Brian Payne, Executive Director of PowerEdge Marketing for Dell. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're so excited to have Dell on the program. You guys have been making noise for a while now on E5 launch and the new PowerEdge products. Why don't we start with just a discussion about your role scope at Dell and how that relates to today's launch?
Sure. I sure will. My responsibility within Dell is a part of our product group. So we develop the server portfolio, our PowerEdge portfolio that we're introducing to the marketplace today, our 12th generation of PowerEdge servers. What my team is specifically responsible for is meeting with customers around the world and understanding what their problems are and trying to figure out how can we architect server platforms to address those needs. And we certainly anchor on key technology inflections, like, for example, what we're doing today with the exciting announcement from Intel about the new CPU technology that's available. And then we bring that technology to bear to our customers with server platforms. And so I'm working arm-in-arm with our engineering organization to put these products together and get them to market.
When you look at the 12th generation of PowerEdge servers, what is the big trend in IT that this new platform is going to be addressing in terms of how both IT orgs and enterprises are solving their computing challenges?
That's a great question. So we for the last 3 years in developing this new generation of PowerEdge servers, we actually interacted with 7,700 customers worldwide. So we covered 17 continents, 4 continents, 17 countries, inventing continents. Anyway, we tried to figure out what's going on. What are the big problems that our customers are wrestling with? And this is from small businesses to the largest corporations in the world. And it really boiled down to three pretty simple things. The first is, and in fact, Diane Bryant talked about it today at the Intel launch event, is this changing role of IT organizations, where IT is integrated into the business. In fact, most business solutions today have some requirement on the IT organization to help, the business be productive. Well, what happens is that the IT leaders are faced with a couple of challenges. One, they have existing limitations in their environment. They have physical limitations around their data center and the facilities in which they can host servers and storage and networking to deliver technology solutions. They also have limits on budget of the human resources, the amount of time it takes them to administer the products and make sure that they're productive. And so, as we interface with the IT organizations, we said, what can we do to make our products easier to manage and to fit into and be, more efficient in the physical environment? So, that led to focuses around energy efficiency and driving greater density, as well as delivering new capabilities with our second generation of embedded management. And I'll go into more detail on that in just a moment. But the other one, as an IT organization that's tied into the business, is looking to deliver value, they're facing the business owners, the people who are running the lines of business, and they're looking, at their handheld, saying, I can get Angry Birds downloaded on my handheld in 1 minute. Why does it take multiple months and many millions of dollars for me to get a new SAP solution rolled out? And so what can we do in order to help them face the business and provide an opportunity for a competitive advantage? I mean, that's what the IT organizations were asking us for, as well as the businesses. And so the focus there is on delivering business results faster and turning data into insight. And so a lot of our innovations are focused on addressing those problems. So just to sum it up, it's It's how do you make the most out of the assets that you already have, both physical and human, and then how do you convert that into some kind of business value? So those were the big macro trends that we were seeing, and we believe our innovations have addressed with this generation of technology.
So let's break it down. You talked about power and energy efficiency. We've talked about Node Manager on the program before and how that relates to Power Center. But can you just give us and the audience a brief rundown of how you approach energy efficiency with your platforms and solutions and why you think you've got leadership there?
Yeah, sure. You know, it's interesting. The approach to energy efficiency has to be comprehensive. So, you know, the way we describe it is we start at the component level and that's interfacing with, those who are providing, various components that are integrated into a server platform design to make sure that those are energy efficient. Then we look at a system level of how can we, innovate to make a system more efficient, and that's where, technology like Node Manager and managing the power in the server as well as the cooling in the server becomes important an area for innovation. And then we've got to pull it up to the rack and the data center level. So how can we engage with our customers and provide creative solutions. So, if it's a rack that offers containment of air and can operate, more efficiently, making better use out of the cooling available in an existing data center, we offer solutions around that. Or if we want to engage with our services organization and sit down and map out what is a, data center, how can we help a customer find a path to overhaul their data center and deliver, more capacity, if you will, for technology solutions. So it's really this from the component all the way up to the data center. Dell has been engaged in this for some time. We have been engaged in with Intel as well and building out some of the largest hyperscale data centers in the world. In fact, we currently run some of our modular data centers on a rooftop in Arizona without any chilled air going into that environment, and it runs in a highly efficient manner. So we've provided that know-how, and we've brought it to bear in the mainstream PowerEdge server. So we have capabilities like our Fresh Air initiative, where you can run PowerEdge servers and some PowerConnect switches, as well as certain models of our PowerVault storage, in a data center that operates on chilled air, without any chilled air, so fresh air coming into the environment. That required deep engineering in our products to enable those capabilities. And what it yields for an IT organization is savings. They can avoid, investing in, new chillers. So for a megawatt of IT in a data center, the chilling investment or the chiller investment for that is, on the order of $3 million. You could avoid that. You could also save on the OPEX front of just running it at higher temperatures, running our equipment at higher temperatures. So there's real business value where an IT organization can deliver, business savings by the way we have focused, applied this comprehensive focus from the chip all the way to the data center to provide creative solutions.
Let's go to management next. Obviously, you're part of the Open Data Center Alliance. You're a solution provider there. I think one of the first four solution providers to join the group. Management is a huge focus for that organization. And, I think that reflects broader enterprises' requirements around making management simpler and more transparent. What are you guys doing around management and with this, I think, second generation of embedded management features in the platform?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, this is an area where it's not particularly, flashy, to the broader, organization as they think about, hey, we've become more efficient. But if you back up and look at an IT organization, many of them, similar to Dell's own IT organization, say, look, we're spending 80% of our time just keeping the lights on, just managing this environment, and 20% is thinking about how we can deliver value to the business. How do we flip that equation and get to a 50-50 mix, or flip it all the way to 80-20 the other way, 80% focused on innovation, 20% on keeping the lights on? Well, that is why we focused 3 years ago on our embedded management capabilities, and we continue to push the envelope. Our focus is to make things simpler and easier to use. What can we automate to remove tasks? So, for example, somebody could rack up our you know, a set of PowerEdge servers and plug in the power cord, plug in a network cable, and before they are able to hit the power button, the server's already announced itself to the consoles and could be automating kicking off the loading of an OS image. You know, that's an example of the kind of automation that we've driven. The other thing that we've done this generation, which is exciting, is that we've offered a an agent-free, you know, completely free of agents in our systems management solution, which means that customers don't have the focus of managing these agents, you know, different agents for different type of operating environments. They don't have to maintain them and test them with other changes in their stack. They also are freeing up CPU cycles to do useful work because the agent, you know, consumes some cycles. So those are some exciting innovations that we're bringing around our systems management. We're also, continuing to integrate with the tools that customers are already using. So, for example, I talked about making, you know, the most of the assets that you already have or that IT organizations have. You know, our ability to integrate our embedded management solution with consoles like VMware's vCenter or Microsoft's systems management tools, we're able to, you know, do deep integration where customers can use the consoles they're used to doing but get advanced functionality and realize the benefit of the capabilities that we've brought to bear. So we're, you know, by addressing all the different tasks that an IT organization has to deal with through that life cycle, we are helping customers make progress to flipping from that, you know, flipping that 80-20, you know, upside down as a long-term vision.
When we look at more from an operational standpoint, the silos within the data center, you know, looking at networking, storage, compute, what are you guys doing to address managing across those silos and creating more of a converged model for data center deployment?
You know, this is a really interesting area because on one hand, convergence of, you know, the various silos represents some level of simplicity for our customers because, you know, things are integrated, they work, and it provides them a path to to essentially a quicker rollout and easier, at least the promise of an easier environment to manage. The flip side of that is, you know, some of our customers, as we talk to them, are concerned about, you know, the idea of lock-in or being, you know, completely tied to a certain, you know, platform provider. And so there's, you know, it's an unresolved issue in the marketplace. Dell's approach to this is to, you know, again, provide open, flexible architecture. So, for example, we're announcing today our vSTART capabilities on the latest generation, 12th generation of PowerEdge servers, which means essentially a customer can order a pre-configured rack of equipment, server storage and networking, along with the software tools to manage it. So not only the embedded management tools that I talked about, but those that are integrated into our consumption tools like our BIS Creator. And so essentially an IT organization could order a block of virtual machine capacity and roll that out in their data center in a very simple and efficient manner. Not all customers, as I mentioned before, don't, you know, want that kind of consumption model. And so we offer reference architectures where, you know, they can see our thoughtful approach to how we would architect all of the various siloed you know, portfolio or technology areas, and they can plug and play. So, you know, I'll give you an example of our approach to networking in the 12th generation of PowerEdge servers. We realize that the migration to 10 gigabit is underway, and customers are on very different paces for adopting this technology. Some customers are looking at it purely for the bandwidth. Some are looking to converge network traffic and traditional, as well as storage traffic onto single devices. And we recognize the value of this. However, we also recognize that, you know, customers have different needs and requirements. And that's why we announced today our Select Network Adapter. This is an area that we worked with Intel as well as other providers to provide choice in our network connection. So, for example, our Select Network Adapter family, 10 gigabit offering is actually a 10G based T. So if you think about, you know, silos of investment, people have invested and installed cabling in their environments, 10G based T is a great technology where customers can realize the, you know, investment protection of using something that they already have in their environment and getting the bandwidth and the performance gains assigned to this technology, not to mention, you know, new protocols like FCOE are supported and run well on these types of devices. So, you know, that's an example of where we provide choice. Another one, the network connection, is switch-independent partitioning. You know, this is another area where customers want to partition these large 10 gigabit pipes. There are many ways in which they can do that. There are, you know, operating system tools, virtualization tools, as well as vendor-based tools. What we found is that many times those vendor tools are tied to a certain switch architecture. We decided that customers who want the ability to partition 10 gigabit shouldn't be limited to a certain switch, you know, investment decision that might have been made in another silo and not coordinated. And so we give this partition capability, or we make this available, regardless of the switch infrastructure. So, you know, those are examples of all down to the, you know, network interconnection at the server where we're driving, flexibility so that we can adapt to the, disjoint silo decisions, as well as offering, you know, integration of solutions where customers desire that type of technology or that type of solution.
That's fascinating. I think that we are at a point where we need to go to break, Brian, but I want to come back in a couple minutes and discuss a few other things with you. We'll also check in with the audience to see if they've sent us any questions via the live chat window on Blog Talk or via our Twitter account. We will be back in 2 minutes with Brian Payne. Welcome back to Chip Chat Live with Brian Payne, Executive Director of PowerEdge Marketing at Dell. Brian has been walking us through some exciting new features and solutions for the PowerEdge line, contingent with the launch of the Xeon E5 platform launch. And Brian, you know, you've been going through a number of different items. I wanted to talk with you a little bit about virtualization and security features, because I don't think any conversation about data center platforms are complete without virtualization and security being mentioned. Is there anything new in this latest generation of PowerEdge in that space?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And in fact, you know, most conversations with a customer begin with virtualization. How can I virtualize, you know, my environment more efficiently? And I talked a little bit about, you know, vSTART and what we're doing there to provide integrated solutions, as well as our integration into, you know, vCenter, as well as Microsoft Systems Management tools to manage a virtual environment pain-free, you know, provide advanced functionality in those environments. But the other, you know, area where we've driven innovation around, for a virtualized environment or trying to make things more efficient is driving density. So specifically this generation, we've designed our PowerEdge R620 and our PowerEdge N620. The R620 is a 1U server, and the N620 is a half-height blade. Both of those products are dense solutions, meaning that you can fit a lot of capacity in a rack, but they are also capable for hosting virtualized applications. Specifically, they don't offer or require compromises around the memory footprint. So the number of virtual machines and the performance that our customers see, you know, is directly correlated to more memory, and the hunger for memory doesn't seem to be one that we can satisfy. And so we've pushed the envelope in these products to provide, you know, more than 3/4 of a terabyte of top-end memory support in the platforms, but also providing the right I/O backend. So the integration of 10 gigabit Ethernet technology, as well as the ability to scale more bandwidth with add-in capacity in these platforms. So, you know, it's there that if we back up and say, okay, well, what does the 12th generation of PowerEdge look like relative to the 11th generation? Well, we can see in the past generation, customers deployed our 2U R710 to host virtualized applications. Now we're recommending the PowerEdge R620, and what that means is that both based on the performance gains that are enabled by the new CPU technology, as well as the platforms surrounding them, as well as the greater density, customers can see, deploy 300% more virtual machines in a given rack if you take a 42U rack. So it's those kinds of examples where, getting more out of your environment is another area where we focused on driving innovation for a virtualized environment. And then on the security front, we have focused on how can we ensure that, the data center is secure. So, we're supporting technologies like what Intel, your TXT technology, which is certainly mm-hmm. important as you move virtual machines around. But the other thing that we're doing is, providing secure updates. So with our iDRAC, our embedded management solution, with Lifecycle Controller, we're able to provide signed firmware upgrades or updates so that there's not that process isn't an opportunity to inject malware into a data center environment. So, those are some examples of things that we're doing both to innovate around virtualization and on the security front.
And I've got time for one last question. No other topic is bigger in IT right now than big data. And obviously big data represents a huge opportunity for storage. What are you guys doing in the storage arena to address this massive demand?
Yeah, there's actually, quite a bit. Starting from, going back a year ago over acquisition of the Compellent, bringing that and building on top of our offering with Equalogic. So there's a lot of, innovation going on in our storage product line, and then tying that into our server solution is important. But even at the server node level, we're doing quite a bit. Our R720X is going to support up to 26 hard drives, 2.5-inch hard drives. You say, well, why does that matter? Well, that means that customers can see, three times the number of HTML boxes that they could host on that server. Other things that we're doing, we're introducing a new generation of PowerEdge RAID controllers that offer carrying capability, a feature called Cachecade, which is automated, and it puts data on SSD drives, as well as putting data that's not accessed often and doesn't drive performance increases on more cost-effective digital media. And then perhaps the most exciting technology that we've announced is a new feature called Express Flash. So we've taken this SSD technology if you will, and we've put it into a drive form factor that has all the same characteristics that a normal drive has of hot pluggability and front access, so you don't have to change your service model to use this technology that is directly linked to the integrated I/O controller in the CPU. So throughput capability, as well as the overall I/O per second, potential is, or sorry, the overall latency is what I mentioned. And to mention, are both, something that we haven't seen before in a form factor that has no compromises. So, those are areas where we're innovating at a technology level. We've announced a starter data warehouse solution with Microsoft with this, recent announcement. We're the first to do that, and that's an area where, customers can get a very simple consumption model to get a quick data warehouse in their environment and make use of big data. So those are some of the, in a nutshell, some of the exciting things we're doing around storage and server portfolio.
Well, Brian, one final thing. Where can folks go to learn more about the new PowerEdge products?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So go to www.dell.com/PowerEdge. And that's just like it sounds, PowerEdge. And we have a nice site there where you can see video data sheets and find all the information, white papers, and learn more about Open Managed Power Center, as well as the other innovations that I've talked about today.
Thank you so much for being on the program, Brian. We're looking forward to having you back shortly to discuss more innovation around data center technology from Dell. With that, we thank you for being on for the celebration of the E5 launch.
Thank you, Allison. Appreciate the opportunity.